The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs. It becomes a tree so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And Jesus said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. The gospel of the Lord. In the name of our loving and ever-present God. Amen. So, now that we've all heard the gospel, and many of us recognize it from having heard it many times, what is the kingdom of heaven like? Okay, it's like that mustard seed and the yeast and the pearl and the treasure within the field and the net thrown into the sea. Are we clear on what the kingdom of heaven is like? Do these similes, comparisons using like or as, do these similes help us? Perhaps the question should be, what exactly is the kingdom of God? Or as some would invite us to say, what exactly is the realm of God? Thank you. In the 21st century, I believe we find the concept of the realm of God more difficult to comprehend than did our predecessors in faith. In fact, I'll give it back to you to hold for a minute. Thank you. Just to keep him busy. I think we, in our infinite wisdom and immeasurable knowledge, really have no idea what people in days of old, and this includes Jesus of Nazareth, what people then imagined the coming of a realm of God would look like, and why it was desirable to the point of giving up everything one owns to participate in it. Because of the distance across the ages, I doubt if my thinking on this matter even comes close. But I believe the realm of God is about justice of a kind we think about very much these days. And this justice thing is not about getting even. It's not about revenge, as I mentioned last week. It's not about simply changing behavior. I'll give you an example. Suppose, maybe I've given you this example before. Suppose a child is playing with his toys on a landscape made up of quilts formed into mountains and plains. Suppose his brother comes along and kicks his way through the created order of the first child and totally upsets the play. The first child goes crying to the parent. She remonstrates with the brother and makes him reset the toys. Donnie, you get in there and put those things back like he had them, and you tell him you're sorry. Brother does so grudgingly. He fluffs up the quilt, sticks the toys here and around, and says, there, I'm sorry. This is not justice. Justice, as I believe, if you think I'm holding it against my brother after all these years. Could be. Justice, as I believe is implicit in our Bible stories, requires that the brother give back to the first child the joy he had and the peace he had and the creativity he was using before the injury took place. In the biblical understanding, to give an eye for an eye, I don't think means to poke out someone else's eye for having had one poked out. To me, it means that the condition of the eye and the state of being of the beholder must be restored to that place before the injury occurred. This is hard to do. Some would say impossible. But our scripture reminds us that God can do it. And scripture promises us that God will do it when the realm of God is restored again on earth. Our predecessors in faith understood that it was not enough to free persons from bondage, from slavery. Poof, you are free, is not enough. It is necessary to restore to the people the total state of being that freedom provided them before they or their ancestors or their children and grandchildren might have had. That was taken away. To give back the culture and the promise of a different future. In other words, our faith predecessors would know that an Emancipation Proclamation, for instance, is insufficient of itself to redress the injustice of slavery. The injuries were and remain far too deep. To put right the injuries of slavery as it was perpetrated upon people of color requires something only our God has the total wherewithal to effect. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't try. It doesn't mean that we give it up and say, well, God's going to do it. We still have work to do. But this is the stuff, my brothers and sisters, of every valley shall be exalted and every mountain and hill made low. God can do it, and God will do it when the realm of God is restored again on earth. Therefore, the realm of God, I think, is that time when all things will be truly put to right, as it was before the wars, the persecutions, the oppression, and the injustices were visited upon this world. A new state of being of each of God's children will be given to them in a fashion that will be better, my brothers and sisters, than the irreproducible condition they had before the sin and injuries of sin took it from them, took it from us. In that realm, even the smallest of gestures will provide enormous benefit to the world. The tiniest seeds of goodness will grow beyond all measure and reasonable expectation. And the inputting of even the smallest acts of goodness into the mixture will change forever the mixture and will make it grow like yeast in bread. And oh, this realm will be so much worth the giving of everything you own to share. Like treasure it will be. Or some great pearl worth sacrificing for. This realm of God is something you really do not wish to be separated from, like the unclean fish in a net, which are discarded from the clean fish in the catch that are kept. The realm of God was longed for by the people alive with Jesus. And of course, it is longed for now. Just as especially now, as it was especially then. Now, some time ago, I met a man who had a knack for imparting small acts of goodness that I believe have somehow benefited the world in ways unforeseen and immeasurable. He made me welcome when I did not feel worthy of welcome. He accepted me unconditionally into his world, where with others, his actions contributed to some healing work that I needed at the time. He would have thought himself as unspecial as yeast or a mustard seed. But one of the many reasons I'm a priest today is because of his contribution to my well-being so long ago now. When I go into the sacred spaces to which I am invited here in this place, I take some small leavening of him with me. How much? I don't know. Maybe only a little, but it's there. In the realm of God, such a man would have a sense of the value of his life and the lives of others. He would know, even in his modesty, that he is important to the work of God on earth, that he is loved and needed. In the realm of God, those of you here who do not would also have a sense of value of your life in the lives of others. How important to the work of God on earth you are, and that you are loved and needed. This is hard to believe. Many of us find it so hard to believe that we deflect even the smallest of compliments. Today, my brothers and sisters, we have a job to do. Today, we begin the necessary work of healthy separation. At the end of August, I will be leaving you. And dear me, I am finding it difficult to even consider. So today, I need to say to you the first of five things that must be said before I leave. And these are: thank you. Please forgive me. I forgive you. Easier said than done. I love you. And goodbye. I need for you to know that I am so grateful for the generosity of welcome you gave me and the love you wrapped around me during my time with you. When I arrived with bumbly feet and quaking nerves, you made me feel welcome, and I have loved you for that, even as I knew I would love you unconditionally. One of the easiest things that I have ever done in my life. For the most part, you, both individually and collectively, have advanced the realm of God. Not perfectly, nor completely, but in no small measure you have done this. After all, you see, I don't have to remind you, you have the word justice in your mission statement. And you changed the world for the better because of it. So thank you, dear friends, for these things that you have given me, and for other things: for a safe place to live and work towards discipleship, for health care and income to protect my family and survive in this world, for the various invitations to meals and coffee and conversation, for things showing up on my desk, for letting me enter into these secret spaces by your trust, for teaching me how to be a better person, for your wisdom, for your helpful criticism. The list is long. When I go into the sacred spaces to where I am next invited, I will take some small leavening of you with me. How much? I do not know. Maybe only a little. I will never know how much you have changed me for the better. But thank you that you have done so. This justice that the world needs is nurtured here in this place in many ways. In the realm of God, in this place that so much seeks to demonstrate what the realm looks like, you all would by rights have a sense of the value of your lives individually and collectively, the value of your lives in the lives of others. You would know, even in your modesty, that you are important to the work of God on earth, that you are loved and needed. In the realm of God, you would also have a clear sense of the value of your life in the lives of others. How important to the work of God on earth you are. Again, that you are loved and needed. This is hard to believe. Many of us find it so hard to believe that we deflect even the smallest of compliments. Today I say thank you. I honor you. I am grateful. The realm of God is both here and now and yet to be. We know that. You are a part of the here and now that is the realm of God. You are now and can be in the loving embrace of your new priest standing on the horizon. You can be like that mustard seed and the yeast and the pearl and the treasure within the field and the net thrown into the sea. You can be the whispers of the realm, my brothers and sisters, that is to be. Our gospel promises us that day will come. Thank you for giving me a glimpse of it. Thank you for this promise that I know I can count on. Amen.